This week's episodes are brought to you by Sunday to Sunday, an award-winning video series that explores the art, craft, and spirituality of preaching. Watch Sunday to Sunday with Father Mike Russo at youtube.com/americamag and at americamag.org.
Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. Last week, we talked about ways to live out the resurrection in your life. And in this fifth week of Easter, that's still an important question. What are some ways to really put into effect your belief that Christ has risen from the dead? Well, one way is to look for signs of newness in your own life and in that of others. For example, you may have had the experience of feeling a change within yourself over time. You feel like you have finally put away some old habits, old patterns, old ways of thinking that had kept you from living freely, living wholly. And yet, you doubt. It's natural. You say to yourself, well, can it be that I've really changed? Have I really moved on? Am I really able to let go of all of those things? The answer is yes. God is continually inviting us to growth and continually enabling us to let some things in our life die so that we can experience new life. This is the process of conversion, of what the Gospels call metanoia, that will go on throughout our whole life if we are open to it. So the dying and rising that we read about and believe in the life of Jesus Christ can be experienced in our own lives if we are open to it. God can bring us many little resurrections every day, maybe even today or tomorrow. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.
What does a meaningful homily sound like? What makes preaching effective? Sunday to Sunday is an award-winning video series that explores the art, craft, and spirituality of preaching. Hosted by Father Mike Russo, Sunday to Sunday features a diverse group of inspirational ministers of the gospel in neighborhood parishes from San Francisco to Queens. Watch Sunday to Sunday with Father Mike Russo at youtube.com/americamag and at americamag.org.